This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, KC2PET.
Ross, haven't heard you on the air this early in a while. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Yeah, I needed to get in the road a little bit early this morning. Gotta get some gas. So, you know the drill.
I actually use gas myself, but I'm running a little bit behind. I'll save it for on my way home from work today. All right, so just in case our day at work gets away from us so we don't get a chance to coordinate anymore, we're still on tomorrow for 2 p.m. at the substation?
Sure. If you want to go a little early to get set up so we can jump right in at 2 p.m., that's fine with me too.
I can let you know if I'm available earlier. I know Lynn wanted to do our shopping Saturday morning, so whenever we get back and put that stuff away, which shouldn't be too late. But I know, well, the weekend's kind of getting jumbled up a bit. We have an option to go to Shea 710 on Sunday, but we had planned kayaking on Sunday, and we're hoping to, you know, maybe do our shopping Saturday morning. Either way, if I'm available earlier, I can give you a call.
All right, no problem. The only thing is, I just, like I said, I get Evelyn up and going, and then when she's going, I'm good. Usually it's around 8:30-ish, 9 o'clock, she'll be ready to go. So, actually, that might work out fine then.
I can say with some level of confidence that I won't be ready that early. And then that's setting up way too early, because we'd set up, and then either we'd have to leave and come back, or wait till we can start, so. Yeah, even if it was like an hour early, that would help us out. But yeah, let's see what the timing looks like. I plan to bring the long wire antenna that I have on the spool. I'll bring my chameleon kit. I'll bring two HF radios, each with tuners. I'll bring the one manual tuner in case we need it. Larry has my other manual tuner. Either he'll bring it in today, or if he comes out, he'll bring that out if we need it. I'll bring two batteries, some coax, if anything, if you had an extra antenna you wanted to play with, or any extra lengths of coax, that might be helpful.
All right, yeah, I do have a 50-foot length of coax with PL-259s on the end of it, so. And I do have a female-to-female insertion, I guess what you call it, yeah, extenders. So, yeah, I'll bring that. If you need speakers, usually I bring like a speaker or two. And then I'll bring my SDR, get somebody else. Seems like there's going to be quite the group there, so I'll let them play. They can play with the SDR if they want.
Yep, I think we're going to be all set for equipment. The only thing I really worried about was if we put an antenna further out than we originally had intended and we needed more coax. But, other than that, I think we're good. Yeah, I think the chameleon setup only comes with a 40-foot length, and I might want to extend that, which shouldn't be too bad on HF. Yeah, so you're off, what, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday this week?
Yeah, well, Monday was Evelyn's field day, so that they had a whole day scheduled there for events and stuff for the parents and kids to do. So that was one day. Tuesday was her moving up day, so that took a whole day to itself. And then Thursday was Evelyn's half day, so she was home at 11, so, and I took off work because all these are, like, perfectly right in the middle of the day, where, you know, it makes more sense just take the day off and stuff, drive to work, work a couple hours, drive home. You know, it's one of those deals. Like, you know what, just take the whole day off. Which is, I guess it's kind of nice that school does that now, but I remember when me, you probably do too. I mean, we used to have concerts throughout the years. They don't do that anymore. They never had a choral concert or a Christmas concert, any of those. You know, Easter concert. I'm sure you remember going to those. But, yeah, they had just one concert, and that was the end of the year. So, obviously, everybody's parents wanted to go because they don't have that type of, you know, those type of the shows that go on anymore. You know, the school's got a different policy for as far as, I guess, letting adults into the building.
You kind of think back to what we had, you know, performance-wise, back in the baby grades. I do remember I tried out for a play in, like, fourth grade or something. I did not get the part. But honestly, I can't remember. Yeah, because there was no chorus in elementary school. There was band, but we weren't in it. So if those were going on, we didn't participate. We didn't go see those. I guess there was like a graduation day, and they were handing out like certificates and stuff and, you know, silly awards like perfect attendance and stuff like that. But I guess I really don't remember too many things in elementary school. Not until we got to middle and high school.
I think I kind of remember more because they did video, I think, back then. My parents have a couple videos of me being in chorus concert, so. Yeah. So, anyway, I'll drop it left. Probably Brad's and wants eager to get in here this morning. So say good morning to Brad. KC2PET.
This is KE2GDQ. I'm listening to you guys talk about tomorrow. I was going to have a question is, how early are you or both of, one of you or both of you getting out there? Because I could be out there as early as noon. So to help set up.
Well, Brad, as of right now, I should be good, and no pressure on Travis, but he sounds like him and Lynn's got some shopping to do, so, and again, no pressure on Travis, but when, he'll probably give us a call when he's probably ready to venture out, and we can go from there.
Yeah, because it sounds like Travis has got all the gear, so if I get there by 1, is that going to be good?
Like I said, we'll leave it up to Travis. Like I said, I don't want to push on his schedule or anything, and no hurry to him. But it might be. But he'll give us the call when he's ready.
Hour of setup. I think that'll work out. That'll work out okay.
Okay. So meet you guys out there right around 1:00. Then that sounds good.
Let's plan for 1, and if anything changes, obviously we can communicate tomorrow morning and put a alternate plan together. But yeah, 1 seems reasonable.
Okay, I will do that. I will see you guys out there around 1:00. I'm looking forward to it. So Larry's coming, and is Matt coming?
He said he wanted to. Last time I talked to him, he was interested. I sent him a pin to the location. I guess I'll have to get 100% confirmation today.
Matt said he was going to come. He had spare time to come back out and see what it's all about. So Matt's definitely coming too.
All right. Sounds like essentially we'll have 5 operators out there. 2 generals, 1 tech, and 2 nothings.
So Travis, Brad, I had to get the GM 300 out for a little repair. I don't know what happened to my COS circuit, but it hung open. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. So here we're talking on the Motorola today.
You mean your home radio, or your radio in your car is a Motorola?
Well, the my Node at home, the Node radio I use at home for us to talk on to Travis. Travis gave me a Motorola, a different one. I had to modify it so it would work with my Node, and it was working great up until yesterday, and it just kept sending out a COS, kept keying up the COS on the Node, so I'm like, what's going on with that? So, obviously, turned it off, unhook it, went away, and I have a different Motorola, which is what the one we're using right now, and that one works fine with it. So there's something else with the GM300. It might be just the, I have a PMP transistor that's in that, that works with, makes it work with the Node. So maybe, I think that's what's up, which is kind of odd, but I guess. Maybe I should put a couple of resistors in there to calm things down a little bit, too. I know it puts out a lot of voltage. Maybe I'll put a 50 ohm or maybe a 100 ohm resistor in there to not put out so much voltage.
Okay. I didn't notice anything yesterday. But then again, I'm coming in through RF. But Travis is coming in through the Node out to RF. Yeah, I didn't notice anything yesterday, but everything sounds good today.
Yeah, and you shouldn't. I've been doing enough tuning and testing with all the different radios that was my goal to get us, just to switch a radio, make it not sound any different. So that was my goal, and that seems to be working. So, yeah, I'll bring that to work today, so I guess see what's up with that.
Well, Ross, I think you've done a great job of keeping your Node up and running. It's been great. And now it's one of the things I want to do is build a Node.
Excuse
me? Yeah, I hand the mic over to Travis. I'm assuming he wants to get in here real quick.
I apologize. I stepped away for a second, and I have confirmation we're good for 1 o'clock tomorrow. We're going to do our running around in the morning. I also was planning at Wegmans to pick up some peanut butter pretzels. Those seem to be nice to have as you're chatting along there. And I'm also a fan of Twizzlers, so I'm going to bring those. Those are my kind of HODA snack foods, definitely the Twizzlers. So I'll bring Twizzlers and peanut butter pretzels. And I'll probably bring some cans of soda to throw in the fridge.
All right, sounds good. Maybe we can grab something for dinner. Since we have such a big group, maybe get it all together, get our pizza or something together.
Yeah, it sounds good to me. And I think you guys were talking about Node, so I'll let you guys continue. And I am going to head on in. This is K2PCB. Looking forward to tomorrow, and obviously if anything changes, we'll share in the group. This is K2PCB, 73.
All right, Travis, sounds good. See you in there.
73, Travis. This is KE2GDQ. We will see you tomorrow around 1 o'clock. Ross, I know we've talked about this before, but is it difficult to build a Node?
It's a learning curve, I'll tell you that. Yeah, I wouldn't say yes. Obviously, you have resources like myself and Travis that have built them, and you know, it's not, you know, we can help you along the way. If you were just, you know, on your own, you're not familiar with how Linux programs, you're not familiar with like COS, PTT lines between the Node and the radio and all that stuff. Yeah, I could see how it's a little bit challenging. Like I said, you have Travis and myself. We've built Nodes. I've made FedMTD mine, so you know, it was kind of rough for me the first year with it. But I've learned, you know, I learned so much using it. Learned more about radios. I learned about the Linux programming software that they use and all the different settings that you need. So. Like I said, your ham buddies are probably your best help. But also, we, you know, if you get a little snaggy, and we'll help you along the way. But I'm sure you're up to the challenge of building one for yourself. And maybe Chaz can maybe even bring one just to kind of show you what it consists of.
Okay. I will put that on my list for this fall and winter to spend more time indoors. Now, should I, because I know, like, I was at the club last night, and they had, you know, some specific, like a UHF radio, or they had, VHF radio for sale. It's like $25. Would that work?
It depends. You need all the, like I said, you need the audio in, audio out, and push to talk in a COS line, which is, should be all, there should be like a, I'm going to say a 16-pin or an 8-pin or some type of extra connector on the back, which has all those lines in there. Some radios don't have it, and it would be, and then you're really getting into having a take the radio apart and do a lot of modification to it. So that would be more than I would probably want to do with it. That's why I like the Motorola's. They have all that built in. Do you know what model of radio it was that they were selling?
I think it was Elenco. I think it was the same model that Travis had loaned me last year.
Okay, that one might work. I think there's a kit you can get, which is, it gives you all the, where to solder to, and the border of the radio. If memory serves, it's a DR, I think, 135. If you Google search that, you might get a few things come up that might show that it has that extra connector in the back. I think that has like a DB9 connector for using that.
Okay. I believe it was the Elenco DR-135. I can't remember if it was a Mark II, III, or whatever. I'll do some research on that, and then if it's a viable radio for a node, I'll go to the club next week, and if it's still available, I'll pick it up.
Yeah, also, I guess the other thing is, too, how far do you plan on using it? Do you want something at some distance like what I'm using, or do you want something just locally around your house?
That's a good question, Ross. Hadn't thought about that, because that's going to determine what type of output wattage I'm going to run, correct?
Yeah, also, too, it'll be a different radio. Like I said, maybe I can talk Travis into bringing his work node in. He'll show you what that consists of. So there's a bunch of things online. You know, I guess the Google will be your friend, too. Home node, I guess if you Google that, that should come up. But a lot of them, they'll take a Bofang radio, and they'll strip it and gut it down right down to the board. And it shows where you need to solder on that as well. And you can either, modify it so it's really low wattage, or, you know, you could do something that's got like a medium output. I guess it's up to you. Before you go like buying stuff, I would like think about what you want to do with it. You know, like I said, you want to do long distance, short distance, or, you know, just around Lancaster. And you could probably remember Travis's node. I remember you were listening to it, I think, when you were still working here. I think you got as far down as, Kenchi or Sheldon? I think it made a little ways away, but it actually had some, for what it was, it had some good range, and that was with an indoor antenna.
Yeah, I made it quite the distance down Kenchi. I don't think I made it quite to Central, but it was close. So, and I know, Travis had said that was running pretty low wattage, even from inside the building, so I was able to carry it pretty far. That might be something that I'm kind of looking at, something that I could just use in the neighborhood, so I could go for a walk and still be able to listen to a specific node.
Yep, so it'll be, like I said, me and Travis are probably a good outlet for it, or good information for it, other than Google, but if that's something, it'll pick your brain today. You could sit there, and, I don't know if you're going over to your daughter's house or seeing the grandkids or something today, but something to think about, probably on your trip there.
This morning is 22 rifle bench rest. I'll do that, and then I'll come home, and I got to do some work on the pool, get some things taken care of today, because obviously I'll be gone all day tomorrow. So, I'll probably have a chance to do some research. Plus, I'll bring my laptop with me, do a hotspot thing, and do some research tomorrow, too. I mean, not all of us are going to be able to talk all at the same time, so I should have some idle time.
Well, I'll go and bring, we could try to keep everybody busy. Like I said, SDR, I think I might hook my node up to, do a little teaching on node operation and stuff. But for you, I will show you. I'll bring my laptop. I can log into my node remotely, and then I'll show you all the settings and everything for it. Just give you an idea of what's involved with it.
Okay. I'll bring my good laptop. And I was thinking, should have done this earlier, my old laptop, I think maybe the one I was going to put the hard drive in, I was thinking maybe buying a new battery for that to make it portable again. We'll have to see. I'm looking forward to getting on the air with you guys, learning about the node more. That'll be good. And your house isn't that far away from the substation, is it?
It's about a mile and a half. Yeah, about a mile and a half. I wouldn't say quite. It's not quite 2 miles, but it's about a mile and a half. So, yeah, it's not too far.
I'm still picking up your node, and I've got to be 7 or 8 miles away. So you're putting out a good, strong signal.
Yeah, for what it is, it works good. Like I said, you'll learn what works and what doesn't work. The node's still set at 5 watts, just to give you a little perspective. And that's not really, if I had just your little roof antenna, definitely would not be, you would not hear it probably. With the high gain antenna I have up on top there, the antenna really helped. The antenna was the big performance booster for me. And I know it's a big improvement when I put that up there. So, and plus being up 60 feet helps. But, you learn how all that comes in and makes it play like it is today. I did start out real small, too, just around Alden, but I wasn't getting hit in Lancaster. So I wanted more range so I could talk to Travis in the morning. And it is what it is today. So, but Brad, I got to get in there. It's that time. I'm looking forward to seeing you Saturday, and I'll say 73 to you, so KD2GDQ, KC2PET. See you Saturday.
Always a pleasure talking to you, Ross. KC2PET, this is KD2GDQ, and we are clear for today. See you tomorrow.